Welcome to Shut-Ins Unplugged. I'm Chris Lopez.
And I'm Chris Adkins.
We are a podcast that's based out of Terre Haute, Indiana, and that you can find on SoundCloud at Z90.7 WZIS-FM.
Our podcast is essentially an extension of our live talk show we do, the Shut-Ins Talk Show, on the school airwaves of Indiana State University. Our podcast covers pop culture topics that allows us to go more in-depth than we normally would on the show, such as discussions of movies, doing reviews, and like what you're about to hear here, we did a top seven list of our favorite Pixar movies, or I'm sorry, what we thought were the best Pixar movies. Top seven lists are something we normally like to do on the show, and the specific clip you're going to hear is our honorable mentions and followed by our number one picks.
Two movies that were really close to making my list, WALL-E and Monsters University. Now I don't have much to say about WALL-E, other than it's a really good movie, but I want to stake a claim in defense of Monsters University. And the reason it didn't make the top seven is because a lot of it is kind of a personal preference thing. Did we need Monsters University? No. God, no. Of course we did not. Not a single bit whatsoever. Nobody asked for Monsters University. Nobody wanted Monsters University. But I think it's a fantastic idea because it plays to nostalgia that nobody knows they have. What I love about Monsters University is it's a modern kids film told like a classic 80s college movie. And it works. The movie works. I want to see more things like that. I want to see those kinds of tropes that aren't prevalent anymore get played out, maybe not with characters I know, but with a new style of sensibility. In a lot of ways, the reason I didn't make the list is because the characterization of Sully and Mike might not have been the most consistent with the first movie. There are definitely flaws with the film. But I just think the idea there is really cool, and I think that's a story that somebody really wanted to tell. And also, when I saw it the first time, I think the movie ended with a really powerful and strange message. A message that you wouldn't expect coming from a kids' movie. A message that says, even if you don't go to college, if college doesn't work out, if it's not for you, it's not the end of the world. Because increasingly, we are in a world where we are expected to go to college. In a lot of ways, a college degree is equivalent to a high school GED. But it's not the end. That doesn't have to be the next step. It might not work out for you. And that was a really strong message for Pixar to put out. And I think Monsters University doesn't get to do it's deserved.
And your number one Pixar movie, please.
My number one Pixar movie, ironically, is Monsters, Inc.
Hold on a second. So Toy Story is not on your list at all?
Nope.
Explain yourself.
I quit.
I just think Toy Story 2 and 3 were better movies. I mean, that's the end of that statement.
Monsters, Inc., though. Go.
Monsters, Inc. In a lot of ways, I've said of other movies on the list, Monsters, Inc. is a perfect Pixar film. Beyond characters, which I've already said is one of Pixar's greatest strong suits, I think what they do with storytelling is great because it captures the imagination. Pixar basically takes everything that a child thinks about to explain their world and makes it a legitimate story. The idea of what are fish up to? We got Finding Nemo. How do emotions work in our heads? We got Inside Out. These are things that kids think about. When a kid thinks about a monster in a closet, they might think, well, why is the monster just sitting in the closet? What do they do? And then it's like, oh, well, that monster has a job, and that job is to scare you. And I think that's genius. I love the way Pixar goes about storytelling, and I think Monsters, Inc. captures the essence of Pixar. Along with having fantastic characters. Again, not a single character in Monsters, Inc. is bad.
Wow. I was thinking, like, where is Monsters, Inc.? Because I feel like we all agree that Monsters, Inc. is in our top seven somewhere. Like, wow. Okay.
Also, quick shout-out on Inside Out, because it was nowhere near my list. I was a little disappointed in Inside Out. Like I said, you know, from a child's imagination, it's like, how do emotions work? I just want to throw out that when I saw Inside Out, I was expecting more of the human characters. We got like a 20-80 split on how much time we spent with the emotion characters compared to the human characters. I was expecting more of a 40-60. What I ended up getting was like a less interesting Osmosis Jones.
Wait, what?
It's an interesting take.
What did you say?
Inside Out.
You're saying Inside Out is not as good as Osmosis Jones?
Yes. Inside Out is a less interesting Osmosis Jones.
You are insane. Okay. We'll find out about this later. My number... Oh, no, before I get to my number one, my honorable mentions, Coco. We mentioned at the top of the hour, or at the top of the show. Coco is fantastic. It's too early to put in the top seven because we can't get out of our heads because we just saw it a couple days ago. And Toby still needs to see it, and I'm pretty sure you'll be thinking about this list as well when you see Coco, because it's fantastic. It's visually spectacular. And Chris, you already said it, characters and storytelling. Coco excels at both.
And it was Pixar's first musical, right?
Is it Brave a musical?
Let's not talk about Brave.
I agree.
Another honorable mention, Wall-E, Ratatouille, and Cars. I love Ratatouille and Cars. Ratatouille is actually one of my mom's favorite movies. Shout out to my mom. And I love Cars. Cars would have been my number seven. It was actually flip-flopping between that and Finding Nemo. I think that highly of Cars. It's just... The sequels might not be great, but the first one, I think it's really, really good. And it was different. So they built a whole different world. I love these worlds that like Monsters, Inc. built, that that Cars built as well. Even in The Incredibles with superheroes. So I think Pixar, they do a great job at world building. And Cars is just another example of that. It's just there are seven other movies I think are better than Cars. And Ratatouille is at some point was at on my list at one point, but just I forgot about like Toy Story 3 and Inside Out, so I couldn't not exclude those, in my opinion. But number one is Toy Story.
Let's be Thank real. You. I was gonna say if you didn't say Toy Story, I was walking out of here.
No, I think it's A Bug's Life. No, just, Toy Story, Pixar's first movie, this computer generated masterpiece. It's iconic. Toy Story is iconic. No one can... It's one of the best animated movies of the last 30 years, if not the best animated movie in the last 30 years. The performances, the vocal performances, Tom Hanks and Tim Allen give, the butting heads of Woody and Buzz, and Toby, you said it, just the banter between them was fantastic. You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful. I say that a lot and more than I should. It's just the Pizza Planet and everything with Sid, how Sid was the antagonist of this movie when it wasn't Woody and Buzz. I sided with Buzz a lot of that movie. Woody was a jerk.
Woody was kind of a douche.
Yeah, he really is. Like, he kicked him off the bed and I don't know what happened to him. He's gone.
And then he's the one that didn't he push him off out of the window?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. He pushed him out the window, yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, what happened? But and everyone's all mad at Woody. I'd be mad at Woody, too. But just Slink and Rex and the Potato Heads, Bo Peep, there's these toys that I care about. They're not my toys, but I want them as my toys. And just what Pixar did at the time with Toy Story, Chris, stop looking at me like that, when just... I just think Toy Story, it's Pixar's best movie. It's, we pretty much nailed it right on the head. It's great.
Did you nail it?
Me and Toby did.
Dude, I'm dumbfounded that is not even on your list. It didn't even make an honorable mention. Please explain to me why it is not anywhere near your list, please.
I mean, Toy Story is a fine movie.
I got nothing. A fine movie. It's a perfect movie.
I got nothing against Toy Story. I don't agree that it's a perfect movie.
What's not good about it? Tell me what's not good. Before we make our compiled seven, what's not good about it?
Why are you putting me on the spot? Jesus.
Come on. Do it.
I didn't have thoughts prepared for Toy Story.
You obviously came into it knowing that it wasn't going to be
this knowing that I liked movies better than Toy Story.
And You're not going to tell me why I don't like Toy Story?
You got to give it, babe. Put me on the spot.
Okay. Whatever. We'll talk about this later.